Dr. Adams, can you start by defining equine metabolic syndrome for us?
Sure. So to keep it simple, when we talk about defining equine metabolic syndrome in brief, this is a clinical syndrome that affects horses, ponies, donkeys, equids. And it's really characterized by three main features. One is general obesity, and we can measure this by using the body conditioning scoring system. So typically, horses affected or EMS horses are typically a BCS of 7 or greater on a scale of 9. So general obesity. But in this first feature, we can also account for regional adiposity. So looking at accumulation of fat in certain areas, and particularly the neck. So that's really the first main feature defining EMS. The second main feature defining EMS is insulin resistance, or what we now refer to as insulin dysregulation. And so basically, these horses either are fasting hyperinsulinemia or have postprandial hyperinsulinemia responses to an oral sugar test, or they are insulin resistant at the tissue level. So, kind of in brief, they basically have higher than normal levels of insulin in circulation basally and also in response to a meal. And then the third defining feature of metabolic syndrome is these horses are predisposed or at heightened risk to developing laminitis.